The next podcast is going to look at what Muslims believe about predestination and life after death. The word predestination means the idea that God knows or determines everything that will happen in the universe. There are different ideas about predestination in Islam. Some Sunni Muslims believe that God has already determined everything that will happen in the universe. He has written down everything that will happen in a book of decrees. God creates all things, including the action of his creatures, so they must act according to his will. In the Quran it says, "Only what God has decreed will happen to us. He is our master. Let the believers put their trust in God." This is linked to the Sunni belief in the supremacy of God's will. Some Sunni Muslims that believe that because God's will is so powerful, he can determine everything that is going to happen. This view places greater emphasis on God's omniscience and less emphasis on humans' freedom. But it does not mean that people have no choice about how they behave. Many Shia Muslims believe that God knows everything that is going to happen, but this does not mean that he decides what is going to happen. This means that people still have free will, so they can make their own choices. Another way to think about this, God is the creator of time, so is not bound by it. For God, there is no past, present, and future. For him, it is as everything has already happened. Human events happen in time due to cause and effect or human free will, but God is outside of time. Therefore, many Muslims do not see any conflict between the supremacy of God's will and human freedom to act freely and make choices. In the Quran, it says, "God does not change the condition of a people for the worse unless they change what is in themselves." This links into what Muslims believe about the Day of Judgment. Muslims believe that on the Day of Judgment, God will judge humans according to everything they have done throughout their lives. Many Muslims believe that as God has given humans free will, they themselves are responsible for whether God rewards or punishes them for the choices they have made. This emphasizes the point that even though God knows everything that is going to happen, people are still responsible for their actions and will be rewarded or punished because of them. In the Quran it says, "Those who believe, do good deeds, keep up the prayer, and pay the prescribed alms will have their reward with their Lord." Now, in all religions, they believe there will be a time of perfect peace and happiness that can be reached by living a good life on earth. For Muslims, death is not the end, but the beginning of a new stage of life called Akhirah. Many Muslims believe that after death, the person still has a conscious existence in the grave. Here they will enter a state of waiting called Barzakha, which means a barrier. No one can cross the barrier to amend things they have done wrong or warn the living. They are waiting for the Day of Judgment. Muslims believe that as they lie in the grave, God sends two angels to question them about their faith. If people answer correctly, they will see the rewards to come. But if they deny God, they will see the punishments they will have to endure. Some believe the punishments start right away. Others think that people sleep in their graves until the end of the world when the Day of Judgment will come. Muslims believe that a day will come when God's purpose for the universe has been fulfilled. Only God knows when that will be. On this day, the angel Israfil will blow a trumpet to announce the world will be destroyed. The present world will be totally transformed into a new world, Akhira, and then the angel Israfil will blow the trumpet again. Everyone who has ever lived will be raised from the dead and judged by God. People will be given new bodies and the book of their life will be handed to them to read out. Just as human DNA is a sort of book that dictates how the body develops, the book of deeds dictates how one lives in the afterlife. If people are given it in their right hand, they will go to heaven. And if they receive it in their left hand, they will go to hell. On this day, everyone will be faced with their good and bad deeds and realize what they have done. If they are believers who have shown sorrow for their failings, God will hopefully forgive them. God sorts the souls by making them cross the narrow Sirat bridge that spans the fires of hell. Good people are transported across the bridge and quickly and enter heaven. Heaven is described in the Quran as a garden of happiness. It is a reward for faith and good deeds. In the Quran it says, on couches of well-woven cloth they will sit facing each other. Everlasting youth will go around among them with glasses, flagons and cups of pure drink that causes no headache or intoxication. They will be any fruit they choose, the meat of any bird they like, and beautiful-eyed maidens like hidden pearls, a reward for what they used to do. The Quran describes hell as a place of fire and great torment. It is a punishment for those who reject God and do evil. In the Quran it says, they will dwell amid scorching wind and scalding water in the shadow of black smoke, neither cool nor refreshing. Muslims accept God's word in the Quran, but have different interpretations of these verses. Some think they are exactly what heaven and hell are like. Others think they are just hints or suggestions because heaven and hell are beyond human understanding. Others think they are symbolic of the spiritual life a person will live after death, either in the presence of God or the absence of God. Belief in life after death is one of the six articles of faith for Sunni Muslims and one of the five roots of Usul al-Din in Shia Islam. It is an important belief because it encourages human responsibility and accountability. The idea that people must be responsible for their own actions as they will be held accountable for them by God. So as we can see, this is a very important topic, the exploration of predestination and life after death. So to recap, predestination is the idea that God knows or determines everything that will happen in the universe. Sunni Muslims believe generally that God has, in terms of our life, everything mapped out for us. God has predetermined our life. And this links to the quote, only what God has decreed will happen to us. Whereas Shia Muslims believe in the idea whilst God has, in many respects, declared what will decreed what will happen to us, he has also given us free will. And therefore that free will can sometimes be used not in the correct way. Muslims also believe in the idea of life after death. This is called Akira. This is when God will come and judge all of us based on our deeds in life. And if we have led a good life, then our book of deeds will be given to us in the right hand and we will go to heaven. If it's been that we've led a bad life, we will then get it in our left hand and we will go to hell.